USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A winter storm is affecting over 100 million Americans. In Ohio, transportation official Crystal Nealon has this simple advice.
If you don't have to leave your home, try not to leave.
The storm stretching from Texas all the way into eastern sections of Canada, the Lone Star State and others, including Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kentucky, are also dealing with icy conditions. This comes as a line of snow stretches from the Dallas-Fort Worth area all the way to Montreal. Researchers in London say COVID symptoms start displaying within 2 days following exposure. A study by the Imperial College of London exposed 36 unvaccinated people to the virus and found nearly half of them began displaying symptoms within 42 hours. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
The United States is giving the thumbs up when it comes to sending money to help the Afghan people.
The U.S. told international banks and aid groups that transferring money to Afghanistan for many humanitarian purposes would not violate sanctions against the Taliban. The terrorist group took control of the country in August. The U.S. Treasury Department said transactions which pay for public school teachers and healthcare workers at state-run hospitals are acceptable. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The massive fire that started Monday at a North Carolina fertilizer plant is still burning. Crews who have been battling the blaze at the Winston Weaver Company say the flames are smaller and the risk of explosion has slightly lessened. As a result, all emergency personnel are still working off-site. Thousands who live within 1 mile of the plant in Winston-Salem are urged to not return to their homes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A series of recent Gallup polls shows over one-third of Americans surveyed are dissatisfied with how the economy and government is being run. North Carolina Republican Congressman Greg Murphy compares the state of the country under President Joe Biden to how it was under former President Donald Trump.
If you look at so many of these things that are affecting Americans' daily life, inflation, you go out to the gas pump, or you worry about being carjacked, you worry about so many of the things that really, heretofore, a year ago, even in the midst of the pandemic, we were not even talking about. But sadly enough, this administration has been hijacked by the progressive left.
Democrats argue that their 50-50 majority in the Senate makes it difficult to pass parts of their agenda. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Iowa Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hinson is introducing a bill in Congress that she is calling the Stop the Betrayal Act. Congressman Hinson tells Fox and Friends this act will help stop the transport of illegal immigrants into the United States and have the American taxpayers stop funding it.
The Stop the Betrayal Act would stop the funding to bring those flights into our country, those middle of the night, dead of the night bus drops that we're seeing happening as well, because the American people deserve transparency on this issue, and they've been betrayed by President Biden and his deliberate efforts to mislead the American people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.